And I'd like for you to quote with me my text for just a moment. It is found in the book of Revelation, chapter 3 and verse 20. Revelation 3 and verse 20. Now, you may not know it by chapter and verse, but you will know it as soon as I begin to quote it. And I'd like for you to quote it along with me, and let's think for about 4.5 minutes on this great truth. The verse says, in the words of Christ, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me." You may be seated, and I want to share with you for the next 4 minutes and 15 seconds this truth. Don't you look at your watch. Every time you do, I'll add 30 minutes. All right, so listen carefully. In this marvelous verse of Scripture, there are 5 great truths that we need to recognize. In the first place, recognize in the word "behold" the pleading of our great Savior. Can you imagine God, who is the omnipotent one, the creator of this universe, the one who is above all, the sovereign, and yet he would plead with hearts like yours and mine? And he does so because he knows the end from the beginning. He knows your future. He knows where each of us is headed for eternity. And knowing the horror of hell and the awful judgment that is ahead for unregenerate people, our Lord in love pleads with men and women to listen to him, to heed his call, to let him in. Not only do you find the Lord pleading here, but you find the person of the Savior. Notice the verse says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock." My friend, salvation is in a person. And that person is Jesus Christ. He himself said, "I am the way, the truth, the life, and no man comes unto the Father but by me." Salvation is in a person, and that person is Christ. Salvation is not in some practice of goodness. It is not in some noble philosophy of life. It is not in some participation in some religious or church ritual like baptism or the Lord's Supper. My friend, salvation is in a person. The Bible distinctly says in 1 John 5, verse 12, "He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life." If you do not know the person of Jesus Christ, you will never know salvation, for he is the Savior. Not only do you find a pleading noted in this verse, and a person, but notice, if you will, a proposition. Our Lord says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock." I couldn't mention the fact of his position as he gives that proposition. For the position is, he stands at the door. That is, the entry place to your life and mine. First of all, we must hear the gospel. Hearing the gospel of the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Christ, our will, our emotion is stirred. And when, having heard, and our emotion brought on by conviction and the truth of God's Word, then there comes a moment of choice, a moment of decision in your heart, indeed a call upon you to act. That is your will. So the total man is confronted with this person of Jesus Christ. He stands in his position at the door of your heart, the door of your life, your mind, your emotion, your will. And then he gives the proposition that says, "If any man hear my voice and open the door." First, we must hear the gospel of Christ. Secondly, we must act upon what we hear. And I may be talking to someone in this audience, and all of your life you have heard the gospel. You have heard the scripture quoted. Indeed, you have heard his voice, but I want to ask you, has there ever been a deliberate time in your life when you acted upon what you heard? Has there been a time in your life when you received Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? Not only is there the position of the Savior and the proposition that he gives, but there is his promise. Finally, that promise, so wonderful. He said, if you will hear my voice, you will open the door. I will come in to him and will sup with him, which means he'll fellowship with you and you can fellowship with him. The promise is, I will come in. The Lord Jesus did not say I might or I could, but he said I will. And the very moment you will open your heart, hearing that, yes, the Bible says, we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. That unless we repent, we will perish. We hear that, and then responding to it, we open the door of our heart and life and receive him as our Savior. There are only two things you can do with Christ. You can either receive him, or you can reject him. But all the horror of the one who rejects Christ. The horror of the eternity that lies before you. But he asks you to receive him. And as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the children of God. Have you invited him in your heart? If you haven't, it's my prayer that you'll do it just now. Let's pray together, please. Heavenly Father, now we thank you for thy precious truth. Thank you for the gospel that's been sung in these marvelous hymns of the faith. How Jesus, our Savior, has been exalted, and we're thrilled and our hearts are warmed by reason of the exaltation of Christ. But we would not dismiss this service without giving people an opportunity to invite you into their heart. How longingly you desire to come into every heart and life. You are not willing that any should perish, but that all should come repentance. And may those who have never received you do so today. And may those who have received you commit afresh their life, their body, their all to the Savior to be used of him. We'll give you the praise in Jesus' name.